I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Before pandemic, the number of households without either a checking or savings account was falling, but then there's pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris joins us now from Pittsburgh. Erica, what are the numbers you're seeing?
First of all, these numbers, like you said, are from 2019, so pre-pandemic. The survey found that households where no residents had a checking or savings account, or unbanked households, fell to 5.4% from 6.5% in 2017. 1.5 million households had a member open one of those bank accounts. That's the lowest rate since the FDIC survey began back in 2009. It reflects a time when unemployment was at a record low.
All right. Well, what are the demographics? When we say unbanked, who are we talking about?
Black and Latino households are more likely to be unbanked than white households. The rate for those groups in 2019 was 13.8 and 12.2. For white households, it was 2.5. Bank account holders have to meet minimum balance requirements. Otherwise, you end up paying monthly fees. And lots of people don't have a few hundred dollars just to have a bank account.
Yeah. And, you know, 2019 numbers here are the freshest ones, but 2020 is a different universe.
Yeah, we are in a pandemic with a jobless rate at nearly 8%. This kind of economic turmoil means the number of unbanked households could rise again.
All right. When a family has no bank, remind us of the concern.
In many cases, it means when you pay bills, you're paying additional fees for a money order. If you get checks, you have to rely on check cashing. You aren't building credit or earning interest. And in this time of increased e-commerce, it makes it harder to buy things online.
Marketplace's Erica Barris, thank you very much.